Mark chapter 1. Last week, I spoke to you on the orthodoxy of demons. Today, the doctrines of demons. So let me read you the utterances of demons in the Gospels, and then I want to read you the doctrines of demons in the epistles. So in chapter 1, look at verse 23. And straightway there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now look at verse 34. And he healed many that were sick with different diseases, and cast out many demons, and he permitted not the demons to speak, because they knew him, and the oldest manuscript says, to be the Messiah, to be the Christ. Now chapter 3, verse 11. And the unclean spirits, whensoever they beheld him, fell down before him, and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And now chapter 5. These passages, the orthodoxy of demons. Chapter 5, look at verse 6. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, torment me not. The orthodoxy of demons. Now, the doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy 4. I told you last week that when it says devils, the word in the Greek is demons, daimon or daimonion, supernatural evil spirits, demons. And so, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, But the Spirit saith expressly that in later times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. This is demonic teaching. We've heard what they say when they speak to Jesus. Now, it tells us, though, that they have their own doctrines, the doctrines of demons, and it says they speak these doctrines through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron. Now listen to two of the doctrines. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God and prayer. And now, 1 John 4, verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not Jesus is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it cometh. Now it is in the world already. And 2 Peter 2, verse 1. But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privily bring in destructive heresies, damnable doctrines, that is, destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be spoken of in an evil way, and in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose sentence now from of old lingereth not, and their destruction slumbereth not. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the complete picture that thou dost give us about the religious things that take place in the world. Thou knowest, our Father, that we would be confused unless you explain them to us, and that is what we desire this morning to know. We have heard demons, our God, speaking truths that thrill our souls, and we have read about the doctrines of demons that would damn our souls. So help us, our Father, this morning to understand the relationship of the two, and how both can be true concerning these demons. We thank you for your goodness to us, that we are well enough to be here. We pray, our God, that you shall be glorified, and that being here, the honor of speaking the things of Christ, and the instruction and the benefit of being taught the things of Christ, shall occur. And so bless us, we pray. We confess our sins, be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse, and glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I want to tell you two things about the Apostle Peter, and I want you to tell me which is true. In Matthew 16, we hear Peter saying this concerning our Savior. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter said that. But in chapter 26, we read that a maid come and said to Peter, you are a follower of Jesus. And Peter said, you are wrong. I don't know the man. Again, he was accused of being a follower of Jesus. He said, no, I take an oath. I don't know the man. And the third time, he was accused of being one that was a follower of Jesus. And it says that he took oaths and he cursed. And he said, I do not know the man. Now tell me, which of these things did Peter say? You answer, he said both of them. The same man, saying one thing in Matthew 16, and something entirely different in Matthew chapter 26, and the same man said both of those things. Well, let me ask you this. Which of the two things that he said was true? You say, that's easy. When he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, that is what was true. But he said some things that were false. because he said some things that were false, does that mean that what he said that was true is canceled out? You say, no. The truth stands firm. But we see that he told lies to save his own life. And so he knew the truth, but he was prepared to tell lies to save his own life. Now, let me tell you what demons said, and you tell me which is true, and if they said it. The demons said four things that I read to you from the Gospels. They said concerning our Savior, you are the Holy One of God. They said, you are the Messiah, the Christ. They said, you are the Son of God. They said, you are the Son of the Most High God. That's what they said in the Gospels. But I read to you from the epistles that they deny the Lord Jesus Christ, that they deny all the things that they previously said in the Gospels, and they deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and that he is the Son of God. They deny the master that bought them. Now, which is true? You say, what they said in the Gospels is true, and what they said in the epistles, this is a lie. They are lies. Well, why do demons tell lies? Not to save their own lives, but to damn men's souls. They know the truth, but they tell lies that they might damn men's souls. And what is sad is this, that while I am standing here telling you the truth concerning the Lord Jesus, that he's holy, that he's the Son of God, that he's the promised Messiah, that he's the Son of the Most High God, I'm telling you what the demons said when they speak orthodoxy, when they speak what is truth. But I've also told you things that demons say when they tell lies. And they said both these things. And so what you have to do is to ascertain if what Peter said when he was trying to save his own life was true, or what he said when he told the Lord Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of God, which is true. You say, I know what is true. And when the demons spoke spontaneously what they knew to be true in the Gospels, or the lies they tell in the epistles to men, which is true. You say, I know that demons know the truth, and they speak the truth when they speak to Christ. Well then, they speak truth and they speak lies, just as men speak truth and they speak lies. And there is a reason, and it tells that they desire to damn men's souls. And so I want you to listen to some of the doctrines that God tells us in the Bible that are the lies that demons speak. They know precisely what is true. But it says this, that they forbid to marry and they command to restrain, to refrain from eating meat. You say, well, how does that have to do with anything pertaining to Christ? Because when it says that they deny marriage, they are denying a doctrine that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke firmly and clearly in Matthew 19. The Pharisees came to the Lord Jesus and they asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And the Lord Jesus said, in the beginning God created the male and female. And he said, he gave a woman to the man. And he said, God joined them together. what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Let me tell you what God says in Genesis chapter 2. He looked at man. Man, who was king over all the animals, who had named the animals. And he looked at man who was all alone, and he said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And that is what God did, so that man would not be lonely, so that man would not have something missing in his life. He made a wife for him. And it says in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable in all and undefiled. And the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every woman have her own husband. And so the Lord Jesus teaches, and the Word of God teaches, that Adam was created and then woman was taken from his side to be his wife. And the demons know that. And this is what they say. You are not to get married. We forbid you to get married. And the Bible also says this in Genesis chapter 9. Sin having come into the world, God says, I have given you every animal upon the earth to eat. And understand this, that only when the law came in did God make a distinction in the animals. Because when God created them at the first, he looked at everything that he had made and he said, very good. And so all the animals that typically were unclean in the Levitical setup explanation, all of those animals at the first were considered clean, very good. And now that Christ has come, they are considered clean and good again. Why? Because in Acts chapter 10, we find the Lord Jesus saying from heaven, when he let down that great sheet with all the animals that God had made on it, he said, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, Lord, I've never eaten anything common or unclean. Nothing unclean has ever entered my mouth. And the Lord Jesus said, what I have cleansed, make not thou common. And so what Peter was trying to do was to go back to the law and make things unclean and common again, whereas the Lord Jesus said, I have constituted them clean. And what it says in 1 Timothy 4 is that every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused. It's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. But now, this is what demons say. They say, you are to abstain from eating meat. And God said in Genesis chapter 9, I have given you every creature to eat. It's to sustain you. As before sin came into the world, I gave you herbs. Now, since sin is coming to the world, I've given you every animal to eat. It's all acceptable to me. All is good. But the demons say, no, you refrain from meat. You refrain from getting married. Now understand their subtlety, because it says they come with guile, with deception. Here is a man that needs a wife, that needs companionship. And this is what Paul says. He says, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every wife have her own husband. But what happens is that demonic doctrines say you are not to get married. Even if you need to get married, you are not to get married. And what happens? Satan is able to tempt man. Do you not know the great scandal in the Roman Catholic Church? You'll find two things that happen. Here are men who do not have the gift of celibacy, the gift of continency and self-control. And because that, they who should have a wife have no wives. And you read of the lasciviousness that occurs between the priests and the nuns, God deliver us. And at the same time, when a man who does not want a woman, here is innocent youth, and the priest is lusting after this youth and committing that which is called homosexuality, perversion. And what happens? Because God has made provisions for these things. He has made those that have the gift of self-control. He says, then you remain single. But if you have not the gift of self-control, you're to get married. And this is what it says, and this is what is so embarrassing. I remember on one occasion, the Roman Catholic priest was teaching the students that were studying to be priests. He said, and you are to remain single. That is the holy life. That is the good life. That is the practice of all the men of God. And a young student said, but Father, he said, it says that have we not a right to carry about a wife with us, even as Peter and all the apostles go about with their wives? And the priest said, that is damnable Protestant doctrine, and you are teaching what they teach. He was simply telling him the word of God. He was telling him that the apostles were married, and unless they had the gift, as the apostle Paul did, of self-control, they were supposed to be married. But this is what happens. The demons come and they teach you not to be married. And because of that, adultery and sin are committed. And at the same time, the other abominable homosexual acts are committed. God makes provision. God can keep a man from any inclination that he has. But a man is to have a wife, yes, but he is to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and he is to learn what he is and what has become perverted in his thinking, and that is to be denied. Now, also this, the great controversy in the church is whether men were to eat meat or not were to eat meat. And God has told us all creatures of God are good, and nothing is to be refused. And if you would think for a moment, every Passover, the Lord Jesus Christ ate meat. He ate lamb. And again, the Lord Jesus ate loaves and fishes. The Lord Jesus himself ate meat. And yet they say, well, we are too holy to eat meat. And so what they would do is to take away the privileges that God has given. And they would condemn the Lord Jesus Christ. And they would condemn all the apostles, because they are doing things that they forbid that God allows. And so listen to whatever a man says. It may sound good, but see what the Word of God says, because that is what counts. Now this, the most important doctrine in the Bible is this, that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that the Lord Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. But I read to you in 1 John chapter 4 that the demons, the teaching of false teachers, is that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh. They deny the incarnation, and also they deny that Jesus Christ is holy and sinless. And these are the doctrines that demons preach. And why do they do it? Because they take what is true and good and what is correct concerning our Savior and his person, and what he has done, has come into the world to do, and they pervert it. They tell lies, because if they tell lies and they can get you to believe their lies, then they will damn your souls. And that is what they are doing, because they know this. They know that if the good word of God that is sown by the sower, if it gets into the heart and it changes, it causes a conversion, then that man is saved and he is snatched out of the power of Satan. Then they have lost that which they have undertaken to destroy. And yet, that is what Jesus Christ came to do. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so, what the Savior does is come and lay down His life, give His life a ransom for many. And the doctrines of demons is to deny everything that Christ has said concerning Himself, like Peter said. In Matthew 16, when the Savior said, I have to go to Jerusalem, I have to be put to death, and I have to rise again the third day. And Peter, the mouthpiece of Satan, said, Lord, be it far from thee, this shall never be unto thee. And the Lord Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. Now understand this. No one, no human being, has ever seen a demon. They've heard a demon speak. Legion, that demoniac in Mark chapter 5, was filled with demons, but nobody ever saw those demons. And when those demons were permitted to go from Legion's body, from that man's body, to the bodies of animals, nobody saw that. They only saw the influence of those demons upon those beasts. And those beasts rushed precipitously down the hill, and they were drowned in the water. But nobody has ever seen a demon. But just as the demon speaks through the vocal cords of Legion, so if I were here telling you damnable lies and doctrines that would send you to hell, it would be under the influence of demon. Now, at times some are demon-possessed. At times, simply, men are influenced by demons. This is what it says concerning Judas Iscariot. It says in John chapter 13 that Satan had put into the heart of Judas to betray the Lord Jesus. Notice, he had put it in his heart. And then it says that when the Lord Jesus exposed him and said, one of you shall betray me this night, Judas said, is it I? And he said, thou hast said. And it says, then Satan entered into Judas, and he went out, and it was night. And so that's the difference, that at times these evil spirits, these demons, they suggest to man. And if a man is completely abandoned to demon possession, then the demon enters into him, and he completely controls him. And so there are orthodox demons who speak the truth. And there are the damnable doctrines of demons. And we know which is true. We know when Peter told the truth and when Peter lied. And we know when demons tell the truth and when they lie. You believe them when they tell the truth. Time is gone. Let us pray. Our Father, we are thankful that you warn us. We are thankful that at times some of the things that we think of, that come to our minds, that we would say concerning your Son, are dishonoring to him. They are denying who he is. And we understand that if men teach those things, if they believe those things, then it's because of the influence, the doctrines of demons. And yet, our Father, when men believe the truth concerning the Lord Jesus, it is because it is what your Holy Spirit has taught. It is when demons are telling the things that they know to be true. And so we pray that we shall only listen to them when they speak to Christ and call him holy and the Son of God and the Messiah. And we shall not listen to them when they speak through the lips of men today and tell lies, damnable lies, that shall send the souls of men to hell. We thank you, Father, that we know the truth. And we know the error, and we are thankful that we have discernment to distinguish between them. So help us to believe the truth, because your Son is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray in his name. Amen. The meeting is over.